Hello. Welcome to SOS. I am your host, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Tonight's show is all about the coronavirus, the truth, the lies, and the bullshit. You will love my segment at the end of each show called It's All Bullshit, because I cannot stand lies. And so we will be talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Very little focus on the ugly, but mostly the good about the coronavirus. I am an international best-selling author, a soul sculptor. I help you break the mold of the past so that you can live the extraordinary life of your dreams. My mission is to empower others to live a life of joy and happiness fearlessly, no matter their past. I really appreciate that you're here with me right now. I know that you have plenty of other things you could be doing, like binge watching Netflix, or maybe roller skating in an empty parking lot, or maybe making love. And an interesting side note is that both Netflix and Pornhub servers, yes, Pornhub servers, were so overloaded Wednesday that they crashed. Now, I'm sure that Pornhub was not occupied by any of you. My goal each week is to share tools that work, energy to uplift, wisdom and knowledge that I've learned on this road of life, and maybe brighten your day just a little, adding some joy, humor, and wisdom, and maybe a little irreverence to get you thinking differently. This show is for anyone who is interested in creating more happiness and abundance to rise above life's circumstances so that you're thriving and enjoying life. You know, we're all improving we're all about improving all aspects of our life, including relationships, sex life, deepening intimacy, improving health, wealth, overcoming anxiety and depression, to manifesting your dreams so that you have the money to do the things you love. I will have special guests coming back so that you will have something interesting besides me to listen to. So tune in every other Friday night at 8 p.m. We will soon be going to weekly, but right now it's every other week. So again, thank you for being here. Thanks for joining me. So let's just take a nice deep breath. I could use one. How about you? You know, with everything that's happening in the world today, the one thing that we all need to be remembering to do is to breathe deeply. When we become afraid, we become ungrounded, and we tend to breathe shallowly. So let's take another deep breath, everybody. Perspective is everything. How we feel about ourselves impacts every experience that we have. The better we feel about ourselves, the better our life becomes. The higher the quality thoughts that we think, the better our experiences. We find ourselves supported, guided, and experiencing the miraculous. And one of my gifts is sharing my experience with miracles and praying over those who need it for the miraculous to show up. And I'm smiling because I know I've got people listening to me right now that have had those miracle experiences with me. So it's kind of fun. A little background on me. I have overcome serious health issues from trauma to anxiety, depression, fibromyalgia, an autoimmune disease, migraines, and cancer by healing myself. Each week, I'll share a little insight and answer your questions. There is a phone-in number. I'll give it to you in a moment, towards the end of the show. When I shifted my beliefs about me, everything changed. I discovered the path to happiness was inside myself. The truth is that each of us has healing abilities within us, and we are all meant to be happy, abundant, and successful. Well, there are some hidden secrets that the universe does not uncover or give away too easily, and I'll help to expand your vision of yourself so that you begin to recognize your unique abilities and talents along the way. Once we shift our thinking, it's like hitting the jackpot. What we believe about ourselves and the universe becomes our reality. I will help you shake the false beliefs that keep you stuck, repeating the same challenges again and again. If you're like me, I did a lot of that in the past. Well, you may not agree with everything I say, and that's okay. I still love you. And with an open mind, we grow. Now, my special guests will offer new thoughts, ideas, and share their stories to help excite your imagination and expand your vision. So this week, you get me, all of me, front and center. And I'll take questions if you have something you'd like to share or ask. And the call-in number for our guests is 888-627-6008. And again, I'll give you the call-in number so you can write it down. It's 888-627-6008. It's on the website as well. Hopefully, my producer will let me know if I've given you the wrong number. Feel free to give me a call. Now, tonight we're going to look at the good and the positive gift. Yes, the gift of the coronavirus. And we'll also look at the bullshit of the coronavirus. Perspective is everything. Now, if we only focus on the problems, problems are all we see. If we focus on the gift, we have a very different outcome. Now, you might be thinking, what is this crazy woman saying about the gift of the coronavirus? I am well aware of what is going on in this world, like we all are. But there is a bigger picture. So tonight, if we focus on the gift, we can have a very different outcome. Let's dream a bigger dream and witness the possibilities that can come from this experience, shall we? So the truth is, we're living in unprecedented times. Never have we experienced such an outbreak as we are living through right now. Yes, we've had swine flu and SARS, MERS, and even Ebola, which was really scary. But none has impacted the entire world as this coronavirus has. And so for many of us, we're facing our mortality, our humanness. And for those young ones that may not be listening right now, they don't recognize that it's a possibility that they could face mortality. A lot of them were on the beach in Florida thinking, no, that couldn't happen to me. I'm invincible. But at the same time, the possibilities are endless that can be gained from seeing life as a one day at a time deal. And maybe you've noticed some of the advantages of having everything shut down and not having to rush. So when we think we only have today, what happens? We're kinder, we're more caring, we're more giving and compassionate. We want to help others even more than we usually do. And now for some that are completely shut in, unable to shop due to fear of catching the virus, they may be receiving help for the first time in their lives. Many people don't like to ask for help, even when they need it. Caregivers are being recognized. We all need to keep doctors, nurses, anesthesiologists and respiratory therapists in our prayers, and not over by masks and anything like that, like gloves that could keep them safe. There's such a shortage right now. So people are misplaced, laid off, and going beyond their usual kindness and delivering groceries to their neighbors. People are leaving food under bushes for the homeless and dog food for the homeless dogs and cats. There is a gift in this virus. We on this planet are undergoing an absolute reset. Our life as we know it will never be the same. So what are some of the gifts? People that are normally working full time finally have time to sleep. Most of us are tired. We're overworked, underpaid, not spending enough time with those we love. And then here we are. We're given this opportunity to stay at home, spend time with our children and significant others. Mothers that work full-time, like one of my clients, whose daughter kept asking, "Mommy, I know you're busy, but do you have time to talk to me?" And this is a good mother. This wonderful mother said to me that she recognized after sitting and listening that she's had the time to do so because she's a full-time worker. She works away from the home full-time. And she's recognized how wonderfully gifted and amazing her daughter is. That's an amazing thing. Couples who don't have time to make love are able to do so without rushing. And many are enjoying one another more than ever. And that's a beautiful thing. Instead of dashing around shopping and spending, people are stuck at home. We're having to sit with ourselves. We have time to go inward. We have time to meditate. Wonderful meals are being prepared and shared. Yes, weddings have been postponed. Birthday parties for children have been canceled. We can't meet our friends. We can't touch. We can't even fist bump or hug. We can't dine out. We can't attend team trivia, which is so much fun, or listen to our favorite bands. We can't dance publicly or even in the streets. We can't watch basketball. We can't even visit those that don't live with us. I was supposed to be in Canada right now visiting my mom, and she's going to be 98 in July. Well, I couldn't risk giving her something, carrying it with me on an airplane, or picking something up on the plane. So I didn't get to go. So what am I doing? I'm calling her every day. I'm calling my brothers. We are touching base with family members that we wouldn't have reached out to so frequently. We are all changing the way we live. Millions are out of work, and some won't get unemployment because they don't qualify. We are all going to have to help one another. Life is different. However, at the same time, we see the gift in each day and our vulnerability, which means if we have a gift to share, we better get down to it. If we have dreams that we haven't reached yet, we need to expand our visions and pretty darn fast, right? And focus more diligently on what we want to accomplish. We need to work with those dreams every day. And we might have to change the way we do things. We may want to start bartering with others instead of exchanging cash. We have to think outside the box. Because the truth is, the box has been removed. There is no box. And for those that are alone and lonely, what can you do to relieve loneliness? Well, did you know that when people are lonely, it shortens their lives? It can ruin their health. So there are lots of things that we can do if we're lonely. Well, since 2012, I haven't been lonely. I had this awakening which shifted everything in my life, and I wish it for all of you, because not being lonely at all is a beautiful thing. So one of the things that we could do is meditate, get to know ourselves, have a closer relationship with the divine. But I have some better ideas that you might like even more. Being in service to others has proven to help people overcome loneliness. It takes the focus off of us. In giving the need, it makes us feel needed and more worthy. So here's some ideas. You know, whatever you don't like or don't agree with, don't write them down in your little notebook, because I know you've got a notebook and a pen there, right? So you could bake cookies. You could sell them and make some money, or give them to your neighbors. You could cook for those that don't know how. You could deliver groceries and medical supplies. You could shop for those who can't. You might want to offer your services to deliver whatever is needed. Or you could do what one of my clients is doing, reading books to children on Skype or Zoom, or maybe read to your grandchildren on Zoom or Skype. Children are out of school until the end of the year for some counties and cities. They need people to read to them. Offer your services. You could teach English to someone where it's a second language and they need some help. You could call your family. Like I said, I call my mother every day. You could donate to the food banks. There are so many in need. We all need to help those in need in whatever way we can. I've had clients reach out to me, "Is there anything you need, Jennifer?" And I actually needed Tylenol, because all I had was Advil. And this is really key. I will say it again later. Do not take Advil if you catch the coronavirus. Now, I am not a doctor. I am not a scientist. But I do my research. And Advil has been known to increase your ability or potentiality to get pneumonia. It increases the rapid response of pneumonia in the body. So you don't want that. And to be honest, when I had pneumonia in December, that's exactly what happened with me. I took Advil, boom, pneumonia. I went from fever to pneumonia. So people are finding a deeper meaning in being neighborly than ever before. And it's my hope that we keep these altruistic ways intact. We need more love. We need more kindness. And stress is huge for many. It negatively affects the immune system, and we all want our immune systems to be working, maybe on overdrive, right? So I'll give you some ideas to eliminate stress and worry. So on my website, jenniferelizabethmasters.com, there's a free download across the top. It's in green. It's Transmuting Worry. It's free. It was recorded in a studio, and it's a beautiful channeled audio that will calm you and eliminate worry and stress. My daughter, who was extremely anxious and visited me, said it put her to sleep immediately, and she doesn't even like my stuff. So it's only 9 minutes, but it will help you to let go of worry and relax enough to sleep. And some of my clients use it every single night. You could meditate. Now, there's one for you. It's been something that has soothed and calmed the soul for many hundreds, if not thousands of years. And I'll walk you through how to quiet your mind in a few moments, because I can hear some of you go, "I could never sit still. I couldn't meditate. My mind is too active." But I have helped many even an Indian lady from India who said, oh, I can pray, but I can't meditate. I got her mind calm. So I have some techniques that will help you. Meditation is free. It helped me tremendously. And I also have some YouTube videos that teach you how to meditate. You could run, walk, bike. Exercise relieves stress. It also, if you can move, do cardiovascular activity for 20 to 30 minutes, it actually helps to flush the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is part of our immune system, which helps to keep us healthy and fight off illness, which is what we need, right? Don't watch the news. Watch comedy instead. Laughter is healing. It's good for the soul. I get my news from Trevor Noah and Seth Meyers, and I get all that I need to know and end up laughing my ass off while watching. Don't look at the charts of cases and deaths. That's a surefire way to become more stressed. We all know what's happening without having to look at charts on a daily basis. Every time we do, it makes our heart skip a beat and maybe even stop. Don't forget to wash your hands, sing happy birthday twice while you wash your hands, and use some sort of cleanser on doorknobs every time you go outside. If you go to the ATM, take a wet wipe, wash it off, and don't forget your car doorknobs when you go outside. Wipe them off just to be safe. Wipe off your countertops every day so that you know your home is safe. And stop watching those sad stories about how people have died. So let's focus on how can you boost your immune system, because when we can do something actively, it gives us a focus, it takes our off the negative, and it makes us feel better to know, okay, there's something I can do. We don't feel helpless. And feeling helpless can really be a drain. We don't want that, right? So we talked about the 20 to 30 minute walk. The sunshine is really good for us. It gives us vitamin D. Yoga, excellent. Blading, taking Manuka honey, an antimicrobial essential oil called Thieves is really good. It's very good for killing viruses. You can atomize it or use it in a humidifier. It's just like a thief, but Thieves. Oil of oregano is very good for boosting the immune system. It's a very powerful natural oil. It's really good for a lot of things. Grapefruit seed extract is a powerful antiviral. Basil, thyme, and peppermint are good too. And we also want to keep our gut healthy. So using probiotics, really good for boosting the immune system. You need to keep that gut healthy. Make ginger tea. Not from a tea bag, no, fresh ginger. You don't have to peel it unless it comes from China. You can slice it nice and thin, put it in a pot, boil it for, 10 minutes is what I do. You can add honey after, not in the boiling water. You don't want to add honey and heat it up on the stove. It's not good. But you can drain it and then throw another couple of cups of water over top of that ginger and boil a second batch. Ginger is really powerful, and so you can reuse it a second time. Garlic is really good for your immune system, and so is cayenne. Okay, so those are all the really good things. Now, what not to do? So I'm going to give you a few things to not do. You want to avoid dairy, any kind of dairy. Yes, ice cream too, because it's mucus forming. And this virus can and has the potential to go to the lungs. We don't want mucus. So avoid dairy. Avoid cold drinks and ice and drinks. Avoid alcohol. I'm sorry, guys, but alcohol, it is not great for the immune system. Frozen foods too. Don't eat frozen foods. Wheat, meat, sugar, junk food, and most of all, Advil. Okay, so wash your hands for 20 seconds. You're going to sing happy birthday to yourself. And whenever you're out, you return to your car, you use hand sanitizer on your steering wheel, on the stick shift, on the doorknobs. All right, so I know you got the picture. So if you feel like you're doing something positive, you're going to feel a lot better about everything. I think it'll help to calm you down. Okay. So I'm going to take a few minutes to just walk you through a meditation. And I have a few tricks up my sleeve. One of them is to envision a laser beam going through the back of the head on a 45-degree angle, coming out the third eye or the middle of the forehead. So you can envision a laser beam going from the back of the head to the third eye and shooting out, or a 2x4. Yes, it sounds weird, but a 2x4 coming through the back of the head on a 45-degree angle out the forehead. Envision that, or, and you might like this one even better. So sitting upright, you want to meditate sitting up, not laying down. You might fall asleep. The whole idea is to stay awake. Sitting upright and dropping your shoulders, taking a deep breath. And without lifting your chin, turn your eyes upwards to the ceiling. So when you turn your eye, just your eyeballs, don't lift your head. Turn your eyeballs upright, up, 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 stretching your eyeball to the ceiling and keep them there on the ceiling. Now, what does that do besides hurt your muscles? You might find your vision improves. So turning your eyes up to the ceiling, you're looking up at the ceiling. Maybe you can see it. What's going on in your brain? Oh, did the mind chatter stop? What do you hear in your mind? Eyes up. Don't stop. All right, now close your eyes. I'd like you to do is envision, sitting upright, keeping your eyes closed, envision white light coming through the top of your head. This white light is healing. It's shimmering and iridescent. Okay, some of you are thinking of a gold light. That's okay too. It could be gold, white or gold. So envision this white or gold light coming through the top of your head, cascading down over your forehead, the back of your head, cascading over your shoulders. It's iridescent. And as it does, it's healing all the cells in your sinuses, in your throat, in your shoulders, going down through your chest, the thymus, healing the thymus, and down into your heart. And let's just breathe here for a moment, because breathing helps to calm the nerves. Breathe from the belly, not from the diaphragm. Take a deep breath from the bottom of the belly down in your pelvis, breathing in and then up into the lungs, expanding your lungs fully, watching that gold light fill your lungs, and you can exhale slowly, slowly, slowly. We're going to do this again. Take a deep belly breath from the belly, filling your lungs all the way to the top, all the way, breathing in. You want to expand those lungs, and then slowly, slowly, slowly exhaling. We're going to do this one more time. Inhale from the belly, becoming present with yourself in your body, expanding your lungs, exceedingly golden light, filling every cell of your lungs, healing your lungs, expanding your lung capacity, letting go as you exhale of grief. We don't want to hold on to grief, and that's where it sits, right there in your lungs. So we're letting go of sadness as we exhale. Take another deep breath. breathing in love, exhaling sorrow. Take another deep belly breath, breathing in love, exhaling sadness. Breathing in love, expanding the lungs, exhaling sorrow, grief, letting it all go. You may feel sad about not being able to see family members. Trips canceled, letting go of all that sadness. Expanding your lungs with every inhalation, envisioning that golden light filling all parts of the lungs, healing the cilia, expanding, all right, now we're going to send that energy from our heart down through our abdomen, down through our thighs, through our knees, through our calves, through our feet, down, down, down into the center of the earth, grounding you into the earth. And as you inhale, inhaling that cleansed energy, the earth cleanses, pulling that energy up through your feet that grounded you so beautifully, like roots from a tree, into your calves, up into your knees, into your thighs, and back into your heart, breathing. So how do you feel now? Feel more grounded, more expanded. All right. So meditation, when done every day at the same time, it gets your body accustomed to it. Our mind and body can be reprogrammed. And so if you pick the same place each day to sit and meditate, that's one of the easiest ways to start a new habit. Make it the same every day. So find a chair or a safe, comfy place, maybe on your bed. Prop yourself up with pillows and sit upright. Take a few deep breaths from your lower abdomen, breathing into your heart, allowing your mind to join your heart. So you can take an escalator from your mind into your heart. If you meditate from the place of heart instead of your head, it helps to quiet the mind. And what I like to do, if you ever have swum and you stand at the deep end of the pool and you see yourself with your back to the swimming pool and you just fall backwards into the pool, that's what you want to do into your heart. Use your imagination a little bit. So you envision yourself in your heart, the front of your chest, like you fall back inside you. That's the whole idea with meditation. You don't want to go up and out, like, oh, I want to be with God. Let me go out of my head and up into the heavens. So that's the way I used to meditate. I thought if I was closer to God, meaning out of my body, that would be the best way to meditate. But what the truth is, the more grounded that we are in our body, the more comfortable we are with ourselves, the better that our meditation experience is. And that's why meditating from your heart as opposed to from the middle of the forehead, a lot of people teach that. You focus on the middle of your forehead. However, that's also the frontal lobe of the brain. It could be where the mind chatter is being experienced. And so meditating from the heart quiets the mind. And then you can also do a mudra, which is a hand position. You join your thumb and index finger together, and the other three fingers are facing out away from you, and lay your hands in your lap. Using a mudra with your finger and your thumb, your index and your thumb, does a couple of things. It joins the right and left hemispheres of the brain, and it quiets the mind. Excuse me one second. And one of the things that I forgot to mention was hot lemon. So you take a lemon and you slice it in three, throw it in a mug, boil water, pour it over top of the lemons, and then sip it all day. You want to drink hot fluids, not cold. You can add a little honey if you like. There are a lot of benefits to lemon. Lemons outside, so outside of your body, are astringent or acidic, but when you drink lemon water, lemon juice, or hot lemon water, when you drink it, it goes into the body, it's alkaline. And what we want is an alkaline body. An alkaline body is more able to fight disease and illness. So the reason that we want to avoid meat is because, first of all, it's harder to digest. I'm not saying don't eat meat at all, but eating less meat will help tremendously because it creates an acidity. It's easy for you to say. It creates an acid environment. Okay, so lemons outside of the body, acidic. Inside the body, alkaline. Another thing that's really great and really powerful, which we have in Ojai, is grapefruits. Plenty of them. I've got two great big trees here. So grapefruit, you can cook and make a mush of. You cook it, all the pulp, boil it, and then you drink it. Eat the pulp and everything, and it has a lot of quinine in it. It's very good for fighting viruses. So all of these things can be used. Okay, so back to the meditation. Okay, so there was a time when I was completely scattered. You can hear, you know, I can go off topic very easily. It's hereditary. With meditation, if you do it every day, you sit in the same place every day, you do the same thing. You don't scratch your knee or your face. You just kind of ignore those things that are going on and focus on going inward. What I found to be the best way to do that is by using a mantra. What is a mantra? It is a short phrase that is positive, that is supportive, that is loving. I'm going to give you another way to use mantras in a second. So, I love me. I love me. Now, for some, that may be awkward or uncomfortable because you may not feel that way about yourself. You could also use the mantra, I am loved. Oh, I can feel you. I can feel you going, oh, that's better. I like that better. So you can use that mantra, I am loved. So I have on YouTube a meditation called the Divine Presence Process Meditation. And this meditation was given to me, I think it was now seven years ago, it was in 2011. And the first mantra is, I am the light of the divine inside me. So when you use the words, I am, anything that follows it becomes more powerful. I am the light of the divine inside me. And when you say that mantra, it connects you to the God within, connects you to the God outside, it connects you to the universe. It is expanding, heart expanding. The Divine Presence Process Meditation helped to change my life. It was one of the things that I was doing 2 and 3 times a day back in 2012 when everything changed for me. So there are 2 things that will soothe your soul. One is loving you, loving all of you, even the parts that you don't want anyone to know about. When we totally love and accept ourselves as we are, without the perfect partner, without the perfect job or the perfect business or the perfect bank account, without the perfect figure, when we love ourselves as we are, we stop running away from us and we live inside our bodies. We become grounded in our bodies because we feel safe with ourselves. Until such time, what happens is we're terrified. We're terrified of ourselves. We're afraid of the darkness within us. And everybody has it. So the more that we can love who we are as we are, the better life becomes. All right, so who out there is drinking wine while I'm drinking my lemon water? I can just about taste wine. I can see the wine glass. Okay, all right, so we have about, 15 minutes left, and we're going to be going to the It's All Bullshit. Oh, I can't even say bullshit. It's All Bullshit segment in just a few moments. But in the meantime, what I'd like to do is offer you a couple of mantras, because I said I would, that will help you with anxiety and worry. And I'll tell you a little story. My daughter moved in with her boyfriend out of her dormitory, and it wasn't my first choice. But when he broke up with her, she had no place to go. And she called me crying. I'm homeless. I don't have anywhere to go. You're in California. I'm in Colorado. What am I going to do? And she could see nothing but the dark, because what did I say earlier? When we focus on our problems, problems are all we see. So when we focus on the coronavirus, coronavirus is all we see. So we need to shift our focus and focus on something uplifting, something positive, and I'm going to give you those things now. So the first one is, I am loved. Remember what I said before? When we use the words, I am, whatever follows is more powerful. Not only that, but it feels good in your body. So just say it to yourself with me. You can even put a hand in the center of your chest to focus on your heart. I am loved. Take a nice deep breath. Breathe it in. I am loved. Now you can repeat that mantra for 2-3 minutes, and then I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. I am protected. I am protected. And now I'm going to circle back around to my daughter. I gave her those three mantras. I calmed her down. I said, it's okay. Things can change at the speed of light. I gave her the three mantras. I said, repeat these slowly in the background of your mind while you're at work. And just watch how things change. Within 2 days, she had 6 offers, legitimate offers for places to live. The power is in our words. So what we say to ourselves, what we say to the universe, what we say to our partners, what we say to our pets, it's powerful. So watch what you're saying. Watch what you're thinking. Because thoughts become things. And if you're focused on worry, if your thoughts are about death, if your thoughts are about the coronavirus, that is all you'll see. Shift your focus, shift your perspective, and your life will change. I promise you. So take a deep breath. One more time. I am loved. I am safe. I am protected. So just float those mantras through the background of your mind and make that your focus instead of something negative. We create with our words and our thoughts, and wherever we put our energy, wherever we put our attention, energy flows. So the more fear that we have, the more stress we have, the more we draw the negative to us. So don't fear the virus. Instead, do something positive for yourself. And remember, you can come back and listen again to all those positive things I said, all the great things that you can do to boost your immune system. Like drinking hot lemon water, drinking something hot every 20 minutes, avoiding junk food and cold things and mucus-forming dairy and wheat and sugar and, right? There's so many things you can do. There's power in our thoughts. Remember, you are the vision of your thoughts. Okay. Are you ready for the bullshit? I am. So this is your promised bullshit segment. And it is also the name of my new book coming out very soon. It's All Bullshit. I have books on Amazon. There is Odyssey, Victim to Victory, Orgasm for Life, which is also available in Audible. It will turn you on. It will teach you about your partner and about yourself, probably things you didn't have a clue about. And not only that, it'll turn you on, Knock Your Socks Off, and it'll make you laugh. I channeled George Carlin for that book, and it's really a good book. So there's Orgasm for Life, and then there's another book, Sacred Relationships, and It's All Bullshit is going to be out very soon. Okay, so the It's All Bullshit segment. Okay, so there is a rumor out there that you can use a blow dryer on your face because the virus does not like heat. And so you can use a blow dryer on your face and it will kill the virus. Bullshit. It's not true. And besides, you're going to burn your skin. No. And even with the side story that you spray water on your face and then use the blow dryer, no, it does not kill the virus. It is bullshit. Okay, so the next one is Alex Jones, famous broadcaster, says that he has toothpaste that will kill the virus. Bullshit. Not true. It is absolutely not true. And then there's another one. Geraldo Rivera was telling people on television, hold your breath whenever you're around someone that has the virus. You won't get it that way. Absolutely bullshit. Okay, so now this one is, there is no coronavirus. Yes, I had somebody call me up and say, oh, there is no coronavirus. There is not a coronavirus. And there is another story that 5G is what is killing everybody. Well, try and talk to the doctors at Ventura that have the coronavirus. I think that they will say something different. They would say it's bullshit. And not only is it bullshit, it's dangerous to pass around these stories. It's not true. So we need to use our discernment. When we hear these stories, we need to check inside. Does this sound real to you? Does this sound like it could really work? And where do these stories come from? Well, they come from desperation. People are scared, and so they hear heat kills the virus, so of course a blow dryer would work. It's not true. However, a sauna would work. You could get in a sauna. If there was a health club open, a sauna would be a great thing to do. Okay. So, I am going to send you all a little love and energy clearing because this is part of what I do, and it is one of the gifts that I have. And before I do that, I'm just going to do a prayer for you all, just in case you drift off to sleep. I'm going to say the prayer now. This prayer I've been doing at the end of all of my shows and all of my broadcasts. It's called the Cascade of Miracles Prayer. So I ask Mother, Father, God, I ask for a cascade of miracles to surround each and every one of you. I ask this cascade of miracles to flow into your bank accounts, that you would be abundant and prosperous. I ask for the miracles to be in your health, that your health would improve, that your immune system would be bolstered. I ask for this cascade of miracles to improve friendships, relationships, and you to find a deeper love within. I ask for this cascade of miracles prayer to continue to provide you miracles on a daily basis in all areas of your life. May you see miracles every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And thank you for being here. I'm just going to end the show with a little bit of an energy clearing for you all. And so if you would just say yes, if you're interested in receiving this healing, this energy clearing, and what we're going to focus on is relieving anxiety, worry, fear, and depression. So if you're interested and yes, you want to receive it, just say yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So I'm asking to place a triple light shield around you all, connecting to your high self. Clearing anything standing in the way. Clearing all vortexes and portals and closing. Clearing any attachments. Clearing nervousness and worry. Clearing thought forms. Any energy attachments, discarnates in the aura, clearing all of that negativity, any worry that is surrounding you. Clearing any holes, rips, openings, and tears, and closing. Healing your auric field. Your auric field provides you protection, so we want it nice and complete. And clearing anxiety from all the bodies comprising the soul. Clearing also from the Akashic records and backfilling with love. Clearing worry from all the bodies comprising the soul. Clearing from the Akashic records and backfilling with love. Clearing sorrow, sadness, and crying, because I know I've spoken to some of you. Let's let go of that. Clearing worry again. And clearing the feeling of abandonment. Some people may feel that God has abandoned them. That is not the case. All that's happening right now is happening for a reason. We all needed to stop. We all needed to be reset. We all needed to have time to rest and go inside, heal ourselves. Everyone has a divine, spiritual physician within them, and we can all ask for that spiritual physician to heal us, keep us strong. So see your spiritual physician healing you and doing what your body needs for you. At the same time, we still need to take all the precautions to keep ourselves away from people that have the virus. Staying home, washing our hands, and if we come in contact, stripping down and getting in the shower and soaping up from head to toe, because soap does kill it. Know that you are safe, you are protected, you are loved. Remember that if you need one item, you need alcohol and there's six, buy one. Think of the other people behind you. Be compassionate and caring for your neighbors. Remember, you are the master of your destiny, the captain of your ship. Keep steering towards the stars and you cannot go wrong. May the miraculous be present in your daily life and love reside in your heart. I'm wishing you expanding blessings and a world that gets brighter and brighter every day. Stay safe, love one another, and don't forget to wash your hands. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Sending you so much love. Good night, everyone.